Water service types. Just as in road transportation, common freight classifications for water include less than container load, LCL, and full container load, CL or FCL. As can be expected, LCL shipping is not as economically efficient as shipping in full containers, and much of this freight instead goes to freight forwarders who combine shipments from other customers into FCLs to make the shipping costs affordable. Containerization and container sizes are discussed elsewhere. Bulk shipping is another common classification, less than container slash carload, LCL. Less than container slash carload, LCL, is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as a shipment that occupies less than the maximum cubic or weight capacity of a container and therefore is shipped in the same container with other LCL cargo. As such, these shipments do not qualify for carload quantity rate discounts. LCLs are individual shipments that are too small to be shipped as a full container. They need to go to freight forwarders for consolidation with other LCL freight and then get shipped in a full container once consolidated. This shipping method is called groupage. LCLs are handled more than larger shipments and therefore must be organized on a pallet or in a crate or box before being combined with other LCLs. LCL shipments are charged by their actual weight per 1.0 metric tons, 1,000 kilograms, or their measurement in volumetric weight, another name for dimensional weight, whichever is larger. Documents may refer to this as weight or measurement, W/M. Typically, this is measured in cubic meters, M3, but abbreviated as CBM in documents for this modality. Note that the dimensions of the freight are measured in centimeters, CM, and then converted to cubic meters in the equation that follows, along with an example of a pallet's volumetric weight. If the pallet in the example weighs 1,000 kilograms, then 1.0 metric tons less than 1,858 CB, M, so the 1,858 CB, M is what would be the basis for the charge. If the same pallet weighed more, say 2,000 kilograms, then it would be charged by weight. Depending on the encoder and registered trademark selected, shipper's cargo may need to be delivered to the C Terminal Cargo Freight Station, CFS. In such cases, consignees will also need to pick up their cargo at the destination's cargo freight station. The cargo freight station is where LCL cargo is stored in a port. Full container load. The ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary defines full container load, FCL, as a container that has been filled close to its volume or weight limit, or that holds only one shipper's order, and the shipper has requested it be the only order in the container. FCL shipments use just their weight in metric tons and the container size for charges. Since all of the volume inside the container is booked by the shipper or the groupage, volumetric or dimensional weight is not needed. Depending on the encoder and registered trademark selected, shipper's containers may be required to be delivered to the C Terminal Container Yard, CY. If so, consignees will also need to pick up their containers at the destination container yard. The container yard is where containers are temporarily stored while awaiting loading or pickup. Incoterms registered trademark are addressed elsewhere. Bulk freight. Bulk freight is loose and must be transferred in and out of shipment containers via vacuums, scoops, pumps, or conveyors. It typically has a large mass and volume, but could be in the form of dry bulk materials such as grains or coal, liquids such as petroleum products, or compressed or liquefied gases such as liquefied natural gas. Dry bulk materials are those that behave as if they were liquids in that they fill the available space they are poured into ship's hold. Bulk freight uses shipment capacity with high efficiency, but it is more susceptible to theft, contamination, and spillage than packaged shipments are. These types of shipments also require specialized equipment at terminals for loading and unloading.